up a seat at the bar to join us for another episode of McAnally's Pubcast, a podcast exploring the fun and fantastical mind of Jim Butcher's The Dresden Files series. Host Tanzen, Maggie, and me bring you another round of literary analysis on this immense, immersive, and colorful environment inhabited by Harry Dresden, the world's only licensed private investigator and professional wizard. Join an active and engaged community of new and die-hard dedicated fans focused on the fabulous themes, theories, characters, context, lore, and more. This is McAnally's Dresden Files Pubcast by Free Flow Rambling. Conjure by it at your own risk.
Welcome to the McAnally's Pubcast, brought to you by Free Flow Rambling. This is episode 17.21, A Little Walk in a Little Chicago, where we are covering the novel Proven Guilty. My name is Tanzen, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello, hello.
And Jess.
116 days.
Chapter 33. Charity, Thomas, and Harry make their way to Harry's apartment where he sets up for a ritual to find Molly. Lashiel makes an attempt to stop him from using Little Chicago and to take up the coin, but is unsuccessful. Harry successfully uses Little Chicago, but isn't able to use Molly's baby hair for the tracking spell.
I love this introduction that Harry does for Charity to Thomas. It's just points of it, right? He's like, this is Thomas. He's more dangerous than he looks. Yeah, I have a black belt. Ha ha, ha ha, cheeky, ha ha. Okay, yeah, you're the White Court vampire. Appreciate you saved my husband. Don't appreciate you brought him out in a whorehouse. I know what you are. I know what you can do. I appreciate your help, but I'm not going to trust you.
Sit in the backseat.
Okay. And Thomas still tries to,
Understood,
so nice to work with somebody that's in the know for a change.
No, Thomas is so respectful. It's such the older brother keep the peace, and Harry's like, whoa, what the fuck? And he's like, no.
Well, yeah, after that, right? But he's still, kind of trying to blow it off. Oh, it's so nice to be remembered. And then she's like, yeah, I don't trust you. You're going to sit in the back. And then he's like, gotcha. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, I know. Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I see what
yes,
the...
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I get... Again, it's...
She gets mammed a lot.
Can you blame her? I think I would mam Charity, and I don't mam a lot of people either.
I'm being a little... I'm scared.
Right? Like, she's just very... Very...
Commanding?
It's very commanding. Unflappable.
Oh.
Right? You know, like, she's just, like...
That's...
Yeah. You're just like, okay, I'ma just not, you don't take shit. She doesn't have to be assertive. She doesn't have to be aggressive. It's just you're like, okay, yes, ma'am.
This is my random side note. I was like, what the opposite of unflappable be?
Flappable.
What you can't see is me waving my arms wildly.
But we can.
Oh, no. I promise to try not to be so slap happy. You make no guarantees.
That makes for some of the best episodes sometimes. Harry tries to be like, hey, that's mine. And he's like, dude, her ride, her rules. So then Harry's like, all right.
Yeah, I like even more. Harry dozes off and Charity and Thomas are still able to have a conversation with each other. It's not even awkward silence between the two.
No, they're like, and what a great little conversation. I think he might be like Caucasian. Nah, he's got rhythm and he can dance.
That's a great line.
He's like, anybody else starting to think Mouse is a little bit special? I've always thought that about him. I'm like, maybe, but you sure acted like you didn't in the start. You kept trying to pawn off this little fuzzball for, hey, Murphy, you want a dog? Hey, Thomas, want a dog? Hey.
Imagine Murphy had said yes,
though. Yeah, Temple guy.
And then he shows up 3 books later. He's like, I'm going to need
you know what?
I just
That's
realized.
Pretty cool.
Dude's
Murphy's
really cool.
Like, he's tracked down every suspect I've ever needed to go after. This guy is... Wait a minute. I want him. I want him back.
This dog is smarter than half the police force.
But yes.
Smarter than some reindeer.
Yeah, I had to look up what a Caucasian was for dogs. Like,
yeah.
I had a pretty decent picture
they're
of one.
Like,
I was like
big, fluffy, kind of like Tibetan Mastiff kind of. Yeah. They're...
This kid, I think, is holding a lamb, and it looks, but next to the size of the dog, looks like a bunny.
Right.
Yep. It's that Jim Butcher's trying to throw us off. Tibetan Mastiff? Sure. No. He's a Caucasian from Russia, okay? God, stop looking at my monks.
Right.
But he's not aggressive.
Which does make you wonder a little bit about, right? Because they are just like, they were just temple foo dogs or something like that in book 6 when he wanted them back or whatever. So it's like, Are they their own magical kind of non-specific breed, or would they be like Tibetan mastiffs? Because that's where you get like these Tibetan monk guys. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a little bit. I've always sort of wondered slightly if he's supposed to be some sort of magical, mystical non-breed, or if he is.
If only we had a supernatural ancestry.com.
If only we had. Well, because I mean, like, temple dogs pop up in like other, right? They're around and they're in cultural things, and some of them were just these big, you know, Bernese mountain dogs and stuff. They're like, oh, big burly guard dogs. But anyways, yes, a whole fun thing. And yeah.
So, Harry Dresden, back to the non-specifics. Go call this number. I'm calling in a marker. Okay, and what else? Don't worry. That's enough information for who you're calling. Okay, fine, whatever. Fuck you.
We get a lot of those vague. How many of these have we had so far?
I was just praising Daniel earlier for finally getting to the point. And then in this chapter and the next, there's 100 opportunities. Or, you know, even Murphy calls us. You're enjoying this. And he's like, hey, part of being a wizard. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Hate you, Dresden. I hate you so much.
Well, and it's one of those things where he gives you an excuse. He's like, you know what? I'm tired and I got shit going on. Like, I don't have time to play 20 questions. Just go make my phone call. And he's like, well, hurry, right? So on the one hand, you're like, fair. On the other hand, you're like, wow, how convenient for you not to give us, the readers, any clue about who these mysterious people are that you're contacting. I guess we'll wait for the payoff. Just like that. And then Harry gets down to it again. Let me go fucking shower and tweeze my nose hairs and pluck my... Yeah, so he decides he doesn't have time for the whole... Yeah. But the shower, he's like, okay, I can't skip that. Let me wash all the physical and mystical crap off me.
Stay upstairs and be quiet. Because I say so. It's not often he actually gets to say that to you.
Right. Nope.
Present company.
No questions.
That will listen.
Nope. I don't have time. I don't have patience. I don't give a fuck. Nope. Just sit down. Shut up. And you have to, because you're actually coming for me this time for help, Charity. I'm not begging for your favor and begging for Michael's help. So, for once, I have the upper hand in this relationship. Shut up. Yeah. I'll explain later. Will you, though, Harry? Yeah. And I love how it makes you wonder, right? Because she's like, oh, it's, like, unfair given who and what Harry is and how on the run. But she's like, oh, it's, like, cleaner than I would have expected. And Thomas is like, he cheats.
So he has some awareness that something weird is going on.
He has some awareness, but I was going to say, we know Harry can't have told him because that nullifies the whole thing. So Thomas is like, I don't know how, but he cheats.
I have my wizard ways.
I would assume it's a magic spell or something like that, right? You're a wizard, you do the whole Fantasia, whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's been watching too much Disney.
Yeah. Which he tried to do the first book one. But again, it if it was that simple, like, it's not like Thomas doesn't know he's a wizard. It's not like he doesn't do, like, shit like this. He's like, let me go do some magic. So why would he not let Thomas see any of his magic spell cleaning things, right? Because the house was always a pigsty until he could get him the fuck out of there.
It wasn't a pigsty. Well, okay, but some of the bachelor's
disheveled.
Pad, okay?
Disheveled is probably...
Thomas made it more of a pigsty. I'm thinking about the clothes everywhere and the dishes and the... Right? And that's why it was getting that bad, because Harry couldn't fucking clean up without... But anyways, yeah. So it's just that, yeah. Great little, I don't know what.
But still, I get it. Me and Harry just went for a run to the 7-Eleven and came back and everything's perfect. Like,
yeah, well, yeah.
He wasn't here.
Yeah. How did that get me?
He had 5 minutes to do this. What the hell?
Right. And I know for sure I left him at least 3 hours.
And he's with him enough to like know when like Harry has to prep and concentrate to do a spell. He can't just like do a spell without saying something.
Yeah. But some spells he can. His like constant all the time spell. So if you're doing a constant all the time cleaning spell, but yes.
Yes, he's like, yeah, I just do it. I
also would accuse of cheating too. Yeah, I'm like, right. I don't fucking know, but.
Yeah. So he goes and scrubs to the point where like he washed his hair until his scalp was sore. I'm like, I don't know if I've ever washed my hair until my scalp gets sore, but my arms often get sore.
Oh, you forget. He's in freezing cold water.
This is true.
It's probably the first 2 minutes for me. I would be in a lot of pain in a freezing cold shower.
That too, but I just think, like, especially when I've had long hair and stuff like that, that my arms actually get, like, tired and sore halfway through from being raised above my head too long. I've had that happen. Don't know if I've ever scrubbed it to the point of the... Have other things hurt,
zero air, oil in the hairs and it starts squeaking.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. What is he? And again, considering he goes in and out, where he probably uses some like crappy like 2-in-1 or like not even. He uses like his body wash to like wash his hair. Like, you know.
I was just about to say, it's just one thing of body wash.
7-in-1.
Yeah.
Irish Spring.
Right.
All.
Irish Spring hair wash, body wash, toilet cleaner, all in one. You know, it's just like...
It's a chemical. It cleans.
Made by dudes, for dudes, about dudes.
Just something that says chemical X on it.
Yeah, all right. CLR. Sounds for, like, clean leather restaurant. I don't know. So, yeah.
So he does, prepare his mind and gets into his white robe and heads for the sub-basement.
And
I cannot believe that he, like, he was almost disastrous trying to do Little Chicago before, and now he's even more tired. Like, I don't think a cat nap in the car has made him any more...
And he says, too, like, I fully filmed, he's like, I longed for my bed. I'm like, no kidding. Like, okay, you kind of scrubbed yourself raw. But nonetheless, right, you've just come home, you have showered and gotten clean, you've put on nice clean, right? And he's like, I just want my bed. And I'm like, I feel you, bro. Like...
And apparently Lashiel agrees with this opinion of, brah, that's a bad idea.
Dude, you are so beyond your depth here. Like, you are so punch drunk, slap happy, exhausted. Like, come on, you're just, you know, you're all but committing suicide.
The urgent need now doesn't actually make this easier.
Yeah. Like, dude, you're just, like, committing suicide. And I don't want to die because I'm living in your head right now. So.
The way that both of them describe it is that this whole thing could actually blow, which means you're also risking just everyone else in the house.
In the house, on the block, on the, like,
who knows,
right?
A small atom bomb is what it, like. One of the descriptors of it, he just keeps saying,
I could kill myself. It's like, and a lot of other people, bro.
Yeah, it could be, like, the house on either side of you. It could be your entire neighborhood. Like, yeah, you just keep saying how much power you've been packing into this thing.
The argument that she gives, though, is, like, really sound. Like, that basically it's this isn't any more than an elaborate form of suicide chosen during a moment of weakness.
Yeah.
I do not wish to see you destroy yourself, my host. And that basically, well, yeah, if you do this, yeah, you'll kill everybody. And then you won't have to go to the funeral.
I tried. Yeah.
You're just trying to kill yourself. You're just.
I tell Michael you killed his daughter. I tried, and I heroically accidentally died while trying to save the life of others, and nobody will blame me, and everyone will. And I get out of, ease my conscience that I tried. I really look like I put my own life at risk. Yeah.
Which is a great accusation, but I think the fact that he says anyways, he's like, well, I have to try anyways, is more to the point of, it's not suicide.
It's not.
I've got to actually try and save Molly for real, though.
Yeah.
And Splashiel's whole take up the coin, I can at least protect you from the damage, is still like, okay, but if you take out the whole block, like, Charity's still dead. Thomas is dead. You're fucking the elderly lady upstairs. And
yeah, is Lashiel going to be saving Mrs. Spunklegreef and all of that?
Well, I don't think that Lashiel could. I think it'd literally just be like, okay, I can protect Harry internally or something like that. But
maybe not.
Else.
I mean, again, right, who have much power, knowledge, magical knowledge, because, again, she's helped him do shit before. Maybe she knows some super-duper amp his shield up to protect. But exactly right. Yeah. It may or may not be a case of whether. But would she even bother, right? That's not her. I don't care about everybody else.
Is this also a little bit of a, you know, you seem kind of desperate to me, so maybe we'll try the coin
again.
This
is a good time.
There's absolutely
100% that. Okay,
take up the coin,
well,
and we're not doing Little Chicago at all. I've got a list of other things to go do.
That, too. I can find her just like this, right? But he has a great rebuttal to that, too. It's like, you're missing the loophole. If I'm just trying to kill myself, then I don't care if I'm too tired to do this. I don't want your help because I'll only succeed, and I don't want to succeed. And she's like, fucking fuck you, fuck Harry. Like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. He's like, either way, if I succeed and save the girl, fantastic. If I blow myself up and don't have to be responsible for saving the girl, fantastic.
She's so funny, though. I've been alive since before your kind came and took over the world, and blah, blah this and blah, blah that. I don't fear death, but I'm not going to be killed by some moron. Moron.
Right? That's just, like, the insult to injury. Like, I can accept. I can't accept from you. Like, come on. You're not going to. Yeah.
That's just not fair.
No. So, yeah. Finally gives up and is like, fuck you, you fucking fuck fucker.
The turning all the envelopes into clones is a smart idea as well, though.
She really, like,
she's trying.
It's not just that she's trying to, because she's already agreed to not fuck with this shit, but she's actively fucking with this shit.
This is her survival, too.
She's feeling fucking strong about it.
Yeah.
I
can just keep throwing stuff at you, and he's like, eventually.
But I'm so confused, because how is this really Lashiel's end? It might be the shade of Lashiel's end, but wouldn't the coin survive the blast?
That's her point, is this version of her, the coin will, but who else knows the coin is there but Harry? So
But Harry says as much. He says, I knew that if I wanted to go get that coin, it would be simple, okay? Despite all the cement, despite how deep he buried it, despite all the things that he did to
make
it hard. Yeah,
because she would tell him, here's a super-duper concrete blasting spell.
Well, I'm just saying, why wouldn't the coin eventually be able to leak out to the next
eventually
person?
It would, but I think her problem is
Shade of Lashiel would be done.
That would be done, and then how long? The coin will eventually be discovered, but how long?
I'm not worried about that, because immediately, either Michael or Nash, whatever the fuck his name is showing up tomorrow for it.
Nash?
Who the fuck? Nash, the fucking guy who is in charge of the fucking coins, and he's a bad guy. He's got a rope around his neck. What the fuck? Nicodemus! Whatever. End name, whatever.
Like combining like Lash and Nicodemus.
Thorned Namshiel was. Yes, Nicodemus. Like
that guy.
Okay,
Hereon known as Nash.
Why not?
I like it.
I will give you. Okay, fine. Nicodemus might come looking for it, or because, yeah, he's the one that gave it to him. He knows. But Michael supposedly doesn't know about the coin at all. He's not going to be looking for it in Harry's basement.
People
so, again,
clean up crew from debris.
Depend. Mm-hmm.
Just like God is pretty bad at his job if he's not telling the knights
it's
where
like
to go
the
find
one
coins.
Ring.
Well, but that's because he has to admit he.
Yeah, but Harry will be dead.
But yeah, Harry's not going to have. Anyways,
oh my gosh,
whatever.
I think you're missing the point.
No, I just think we disagree on the potential of, yes, it could be found instantly, or it could be like 100 years before it's found again.
No, I really don't think it could be. I really don't think it could even possibly a little bit be 100 years. This is prime real estate in the middle of Chicago, okay? The cleanup crew is going to find it. The next guy sent to build a house on this property is going to find it. Lash has to wait like fucking
again, but we
what,
are
6 months maybe.
But we are talking about, again, Spanish doubloons and shit turn up all the time. So they have been buried in the ground for, you know, Roman coins. What are we talking? 4,000 or 5,000, 2,000
yeah,
years?
Yeah, and we're randomly finding them in not developed areas as we develop them for the first time, okay? This is a middle of a block. They're not going to leave it in debris forever and no one's going to go climbing through it anytime
soon. No, but when they rebuild, are they sifting through, you know?
And the Spanish doubloons aren't talking to people. The coin wants to be found.
Yes, but it still needs to have contact.
Naturally.
I'm just saying, it might be less so. But again, if this house suddenly fell down around them, and they, do you think they're going to spend 3 weeks sifting through the first top 10 feet of dirt if anybody left a quarter there?
I'm saying she's not waiting 100 years. I'm saying it's like maybe 1 year. Maybe 1 year for them to redevelop this land and like go to dig a new foundation for whatever the fuck they want to put here again. And oh, hello fucking coin.
Yes.
Who cares when you're a fucking 2,000 at minimum.
Yeah, that 100 years might not be a lot to her other than.
I'm not saying 100 years. I'm saying it's 1 year. It's maybe 1 year. The only part that should care about death is the shade of Lashiel, okay? The actual Lashiel shouldn't give a single flying fuck about any of this.
And maybe she don't. The whole point is simply to tempt him into taking up the coin.
Yeah, that's
the thing. But I feel, personally, it would be very possible for a nickel to sit in the dirt and not be discovered when they tore down the house and rebuilt a new one. And now you've got a brand new house on top of a coin that might not be found for 100 years.
Yes, if that's that happens, point. It may take a long
that's
time.
That's my point. You're just like, they're absolutely going to find this coin amongst the rubble. I'm like, no, it's a fucking nickel.
All right, we're wrapping that one up.
No, we're not, because she's trying really hard. But I think, okay, as a temptress, this is your job to be a temptress. She has to tempt no matter what. I get that. That's like who she is as a person. You must do the temptation at all times. Outside of that, she's trying way too hard. Okay, now we can move on.
I'll accept that. That's a whole other shit. But yeah. So anyways, yeah, finally, regardless. I love how she's like, but this is where it gets, like, that extra little shiver factor. You know, you're much easier to talk to when you're asleep.
Yeah, that's true.
I will respect your boundaries, my host. I only speak when spoken to. I'm playing by the rules.
No spoiler podcasts. I think this is when it happens. But I think this is, like, the start of it happening.
Jessica's predictions.
Not
spoiler prediction.
Blink, blink. Oh, no.
Blink. But yeah, that is just, she's just for parting shots, you know? Okay, fine. Heavy, your way. A lot easier to talk to you when you're sleeping, you know?
What?
Okay, so little Chicago.
All right, now let me do my danger spell. On that note,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful little Chicago, which is like the most genius thing Harry has ever come up with. And we finally get to actually really see it in action.
So cool.
So Minister Dresden shrinks down to the thing, does a tracking spell,
Stars and stones, little Chicago worked.
That's insane.
I go zipping along down the street.
Ooh, a little more than a thought. Just like a Google Maps in your apartment.
Where's Molly? Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Very, like, super nifty. Cool.
Yeah. Talk about the ultimate street view.
Yeah.
Google Maps got nothing
Google
on.
Google Maps VR. Hello.
Right.
Magic.
And there's certainly, you know, not even close to every street in Calgary that I've ever been to. Not even a little bit.
So yeah.
The fact that Harry himself had to walk down every single one of these in person, too.
To get, yeah. Again, revisiting that, it would never, ever, ever. I would just, because, again, fine, maybe you could take large sections of street at a time, right? But again, at a certain point, you know, like ones that go kind of throughout the entire city just about, you're like, okay, maybe you can get like 3, 4, 5 blocks at a time, but you can't think just one pebble on that street is going to get you across.
Yeah, no.
Right? And if you've got to get every fucking tree.
It'd be like every mile
along
or like that, you're picking up a rock or something.
Right? And I'm like, and
again, even for the major roads, that's worth it. For me, I'd get pissed off going up and down every single street and alleyway in the rural area. Like,
right.
Suburbia is like,
and
there's
a strange man. In all fairness, maybe, right? Again, if you just need to get to this house, maybe you don't need to see the backyard and the alley to track somebody to that address. So maybe you can just write, even if we did filter out a little bit of the back alleys and the side roads and the blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I just, one, again, love this concept, love this idea, would probably actually kill myself
before I ever created anything
even remotely close to this. Not what you actually have to
incorporate. I don't even like building Lego when all the pieces and instructions are given to me.
This is true. We built her Lego
methodical.
For her. Yeah.
Totally.
And I'm like, again, even when you think about people like making these, I'm like, sure, you take like a Google satellite picture and then 3D print yourself.
That's a perfect example for Google going through, had to take, like, drive through and take the pictures.
All, yeah.
How long did it take them to set
exactly.
up?
Exactly, and they just had to drive through. You're not actually taking, right? Exactly. I'm like, yeah, sure, you take your satellite map that can look at the entire Earth.
Harry has to get out of his car, too, every 5 minutes.
Yeah, you're, like, literally walk. And, man, craziness.
Kudos, man.
Props
kudos.
To you, kudos. Yeah. But if it was me, you would have like maybe your street block done. And then I would have been like, okay, ADHD says it's time for a new hobby.
Hopefully good enough, yeah.
So while he's in Little Chicago, he tries to get the trail, but he's not successful. So he asks Bob for assistance. And Bob points out that it's Molly's baby hair and that's why it's not working. It's because she's changed too much since birth.
This is a really frustrating one, I think, for the audience who has been given enough information about the world thus far to have already predicted that this was not going to work. Because I never fell for this. I remember even the first time reading it being like, but you say all the time that like people change all the time. Like that's why you don't worry about your, you know, your beard clippings or something
like
that.
Yeah, they're too short too, yeah.
So for me, when he was like, oh, he's actually going to do the spell with the baby hair, I'm like, well, okay, I guess the rules have changed. And then it didn't work. And I'm like, okay, well, fuck, dude. Get it together.
It's one of those things where, again, Harry, with all of his expertise and knowledge, you think wouldn't, again, this should be 101 that even he would have been originally like, you know, even if he'd said that, if he'd be like, I don't, like, we could try it, but I don't know. I might have been like, okay.
Kind of
right?
sets
but
up
yeah.
you know, the
but when
state
he get,
of his mind, too.
Yeah.
And you have to hope that's all it is. That, again, the panic that you are that person. You know, this is Molly. This isn't just some stranger or whatever. This isn't some demon you got to track down, right? Maybe all of that is exactly made you, you know, forget how to tie your shoes because you were just so overwhelmed with everything.
And really, that is the only thing it possibly can be because Jim Butcher clearly didn't forget the rules of his universe. So it is clearly just Harry being exhausted and dumb or last trying to... I don't know. Yeah, that's a good idea. Baby hair. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Except even that, not because then she immediately tries to talk him out of it. So you can't even.
Him attempting the Little Chicago at all is still going to kill him, regardless of if he had the right or wrong ingredient. That's just one further way to.
Yeah. But yeah, whichever way it comes from, exactly. It's, I think I remember feeling that too, kind of being like, oh. Okay, again, sometimes the hero of the book has different rules. Sometimes you're like, well, Harry pulls his ass out of the fire every time.
Well, yeah.
So
exactly.
You're like, obviously, I guess Harry's got a way to make this work. He just knows Molly. I mean, he's got...
I dipped it in blue paint, and then it was good enough like Molly.
Exactly. You know, I believed it would work, therefore. And yeah, lo and behold, and it is. It's such... Because after introducing this thing, and then, oh, no, we're not going to do it. Oh, yeah, we're going to... And then exactly, he's like, I zipped down, I was like towering over like some fucking like Godzilla thing, and I go like whipping down the street, and I'm like, yeah. And then he's just like, again, just like some little like NPC computer game thing where you're just like, yeah, like, you know, and then he's like, what the fuck.
And that really helps lend itself to just the sort of defeatism now.
Yeah.
Like, you tried everything you possibly could and you're fucked.
Well, like, and even Bob is like, are you fucking dumb? He's like, here, this baby here. Like, what? Well, it's working. Everything's in place. It's fine. Well, what do you mean? It didn't work. Would you? Yeah. Like, you fucking, he came like instantly. I'm like, Harry.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm just like, you literally.
The ingredient for my tracking spell is useless.
Yeah. Look, I used it before, but that was to track a baby.
You know, like, Yeah. So, yeah. Fabulous. Wonderful. Super cool. I get we need more drama. The book can't be over. But again, your maiden voyage of this, like, epically super cool thing is like a total fizzle. I mean, okay, it worked. You did blow everything up, and that's good. You did shit right. You're right. So the next time, at least, you should have this thing down, and it'll be super fantastic. But yeah, it's like, I don't know, trying out like a new race car and like failing at the end of the driveway or something.
Sucks to suck, Molly. You're dead.
Thank you to our Patreon subscribers for your generous support. It's people like you who help us to do what we do. If you're not yet a Patreon subscriber, sign up today and get a fuck ton of bonus content, kick-ass merch, behind-the-scenes outtakes, and more. Sign up today at www.patreon.com/freeflowrambling.
Chapter 34. After Harry's first failed attempt for finding Molly, at Murphy's suggestion, he successfully uses Charity's blood to fuel his spell. They make preparations to go to the Never Never, and with a little loophole negotiations, get the assistance of Lily the Summer Lady and fix the summer night.
Suddenly is Harry bummed out and feeling like a total noob. Now he's got to go up and tell Charity. I fucked up. That hair was useless.
Can't do it.
See, now I was going to say that they kind of have to have that moment. So to set this scene up, because without...
Yeah, where they actually finally they have nowhere to talk.
They don't really have anywhere to go if he doesn't try.
Yeah.
With the storyline. Like, it's kind of a, where all of us kind of know already, but...
Yeah, well, I could say, yeah, for the actual, yeah.
Literally.
The narrative and that, right? Yes, Harry needed to fuck up somewhere. It's just, yeah, was... But this is the interesting thing. So we find out that, yeah, Murphy's on her way and everything like that. And he's like, I'm so sorry, Charity. I don't know. And she's like, that's okay, you tried. And he's like, what? She's like,
but interesting that he doesn't immediately cancel either of those phone calls. You made the calls? Yep. Okay,
yeah.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, that's true, yeah. Whether he's, again, still hoping to figure something out or just, again, furthest thing from his mind right now that this... blew up in his face, metaphorically.
I really liked this chapter just from a soul perspective of getting to know Charity better. Like, for me, this was all about her character development into a more complete...
Well-rounded character, yeah.
More complete, yeah.
Yeah. It's... There was a brief intro to this earlier when Dresden is trying to talk Molly into going back to her parents and being like, you get, like, she loves you. She's afraid.
Yeah.
Get it together. It's not because she hates you. She's worried about her husband. She's worried about her children. She knows the world is scarier than even regular moms know the world is scary.
Yeah.
But this is even more to the point of, yeah, Charity being like, well, listen, you know, you come into this world and you make being a wizard and being around magic seem so cool and so amazing and... You know, it tempts and... Am I going too early?
I think you might be.
Yeah, that might be the church scene.
Well, we're past the church scene.
It's kind of there because, like, she has to remind herself that Harry is as helpless as the rest of them.
Still
and then,
also human.
And then she also says that, yeah. And you're human. She reminds him. You're also human, Harry. It's okay. Yes, we know you... We think you have a lot of power, but you are still human. And... You have done everything that you can do. I've done everything that I can do, so now we just have to have faith.
But yeah, I think that's specific of her kind of, yeah, blaming Harry for, I think that came before when she first sort of revealed her magic. So that point still stands. It's just not discussed here.
But I think the one that you're talking about, yeah, it was in the church and we did talk about it.
Yeah.
I think we're good. I remember it. So it happened.
But exactly. But here she's like, yeah, talking about that, you know, exactly. Like she's like, I've been operating from a place of fear. And that kind of a thing. And that's what has gotten me down. That's where I failed myself and her and whatever, right? So it is definitely still good insight into Charity. And again, as much as a hard ass that she's been, and as much on Dresden's case, again, right? This is where she takes the moment to be like, maybe I wasn't always fair to you. And he's like, are you apologizing to me? And she's like, I'm not that enlightened yet. That's this part. She's like, I'm not yet that wise. Let's not get carried away here. But yeah.
You still hurt my husband.
Yeah, you're still a fuck up, and I still don't really want you hanging around everybody, but I'm willing to concede that I maybe have been slightly harsher on you than was warranted for these reasons that you didn't know about in my past
life. And I mean, fair enough to Harry, because he says, he's like, well, to himself, he's thinking in his brain, but he's like, it's good that Charity has faith, because I don't think God really wants me anywhere close to it, especially with the fallen angel literally in my brain. It's like, oh yeah, good point.
Right. Yeah, because he's like, I don't know. She's like, I have enough for both of us. So he's like, yeah, you.
Yeah, that's great.
Good thing. You take that. Yeah, yeah.
But then we're also reminded that he's been holding on to Fidelacius for a long time now.
Like, three years at least now.
And it's been just hanging out there, not been noticed.
I was going to say, I love that little like side detail. Like, Thomas never even noticed it was there. Yeah. Zombies invaded my house. People have come and gone.
That is quite interesting.
Clearly,
and
the big man is okay with Harry.
Exactly. Yeah. You think that's a point in Harry's favor, that if Harry can see and acknowledge the sword. Easily.
Right, right. Yeah, it's not him.
Not only that, it's his job to assign it to somebody.
Exactly, yeah. He hasn't just forgotten that it's there until he, like, actually, like, yeah, exactly, right. But I like how this kind of renews his faith, because he comes up here and he's like, I'm sorry, I failed, we're done. And she's like, all right, we'll just have more faith that something will come up. And then Harry's like, we're going to find her. I'm not giving up on this yet. Something will, right? Like, again, he's like, okay, I don't know where the fuck we're doing. I don't have a clue yet, but okay, I'm with you, Charity. We will still, I'll still.
Hope, hope, hope.
Hope, 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 hope. I'll still go with whatever.
Let the praying begin.
Let the praying begin. And lo and behold, Murph arrives. So he explains to Murph, and Murph has a wonderful idea. And I have a feeling, I'm sure I was here with Murphy on this one too. Because we've seen it, again, Harry doesn't leave his blood anywhere, doesn't, you know, burns clothes and whatever, because we know that blood is a very good magical conduit and all this kind of stuff. I don't know, maybe it again, maybe it helps slightly when you're a parent to think of these things, but you're like, literally, my literal blood, sweat, and tears are in that being. So I love that Murphy's like, what about blood? Nah. And again, this annoyed me slightly, where Harry's like, I'd be like, nah, that wouldn't work. And he's like, well, why not? Oh, no, actually, yeah, no, you're right, that would work, because, yeah, moms and blood, yeah, I'm like, just the fact that he was so quick to, like, again, if he'd been like, oh, I don't, you know, but he's just like, that won't work. I'm like,
he's still learning to trust her judgment, like, maybe, he's getting there.
Maybe that's some of it, too, but I was like, exactly, because I was like, yeah, I'm like, you literally have shared DNA with your child. That seems like the next best step, if you have no DNA of the child.
And also still pulling himself out of that. Self-doubt, I fucked it up.
Right.
But it's always that blood of the mother thing, right?
Yeah. Like, right.
What is it?
Fucking children. Take.
Mitochondria Eve?
Mitochondria, yes. I don't know what mitochondria Eve is. Is that a holiday? We don't know.
Hey, what's up?
Eve the person or Eve the evening?
Yeah, mitochondrial Eve is like...
passed down.
The most recent woman that all human beings share DNA with.
Ah.
So if you go back far enough, we're all connected to the same one mother.
Right. Kind of like how all blue-eyed people are related.
Yeah, you always say that, but...
I know, because that's one of the small things. I know, but it's like one of the small things. I know that. Right? Apparently not all brown-eyed people are automatically related, but all blue-eyed people are all tracked back to one place. So, you know. Anywho, yes, exactly. That stuff. The science-y.
I do like that Murphy's like, no, I'm the...
I know, yeah, go team Dresden!
I am the hero.
Fuck you, go team Murphy. I love you, Murph.
Yep.
Okay, we're back in action. Everybody shut up and be quiet again.
I wear the boots.
Right? Okay, I'm going to go do some magic shit again. Everybody hang on a minute. Thomas, just keep serving everyone sandwiches. You're doing great.
I do like that it doesn't go through it. It's just like, okay, be ready in a couple of minutes, and they're gone.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, this time it worked. We don't need to.
We don't need part two.
Yeah.
But finally, some actual hope in Harry, where he's really like, we can actually do this for once. Even the baby Harry, he wasn't that confident. He had all these doubts, but I don't know, surrounded by your friends and this sudden burst of inspiration, and let's go.
I guess Charity did have a point. The right person did show up.
Yes, they did. Right? Yeah. I love how Charity didn't say anything, but she's like, I told you. See what we did there, Harry? Yeah, yeah. Go tell me. Tell me there's no God. Uh-huh. Okay, little heathen. Carry on. We're good.
So they head to Pell's old movie theater. And before we hit the 101, heavy cloud cover and rumbling thunder promised usual bad weather for so early in the day. That shouldn't have surprised me either. When the Queens of Fairy were moving around backstage, the weather quite often seems to reflect their presence. Well, that sounds a little bit important, doesn't it?
Nah. Well, we already know from our conversation at McAnally's pub.
He's that just talking about the weather.
Fairies are being weird.
Little reinforcement.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But yes. Fairy 101, starting with oily eyes.
Yes, put on the ointment so that you can see through illusions. That's great. That you had that sitting around ready to go.
Again, learn occasionally, right? Gatekeeper had this cool stuff. He's like, mine smelled better, which I think is a promise, but it kind of stinks. So you're going to look around like freaking like football players for, but I'm thinking it's
worth
got,
it.
It's got to be more like raccoon, because it'd be gross. You're not actually putting it on your eyeball. So I'm thinking you're doing that.
I'm thinking it's like raccoonish.
Like a football.
Like an eye shot.
I thought of it as the football, like.
Because of the streak, but I'm also thinking, it's got to be like over the eyelid. Again, if it's going to affect your vision and you're not putting it directly on your eyeball. So I'm thinking it's almost more like raccoon black. They're going to have this shit like on their like eyeshadow as well as like baseball grease under their. I'm thinking they sweat too much,
suddenly it's stinging.
Yeah.
And their eyes are tinted brown, too.
Yeah.
And steel.
And this is a great bit, too, where he's like, why don't I just take my gun? And he's like, that's a good point, but reality doesn't always act the same.
Gunpowder might not combust in the never. That sucks.
And now it's not even just all of it around. There might be parts where it's not combustible. It might work.
But this is where, like, Charity, like, she, like, I love it so much. She's like, fuck this.
So when they stopped at the house for the baby hair, because I think they mentioned, he's like, I vaguely woke up and her and Thomas were, like, putting shit. Yeah, she's carried out these fucking, like, two totes of fucking chainmail and shit. Which is, again, right? Gotta love that. Which,
totes that have enough for each of them? That's heavy.
I was gonna say, that's really funny. I was gonna say, she's just like, you sit in the backseat because I don't trust you. And then she's like, oh, come in my house and help me haul this stuff out. But then I'm like, I guess maybe not. She could have brought it to outside.
He might have waited at the door.
She might not have invited him into the house to date him. But I was just like, wait a minute. She's like, I won't let you sit up front in my minivan, but come on in my house. But exactly.
Relationship of relationships. Marriage of marriage. Partnership extraordinaire.
He's an excellent swordsman. Who the fuck do you think he's been practicing against, Mr. Dresden?
And who do you think's been making his chainmail this whole time?
You know, that shit's expensive. Anybody out there who knows who has ever actually tried to buy that shit, because love this day and age, people think that shit's cool and can get it. Yeah. Again, they're a family of nine, and she's like, no, fuck that, man. We're not buying retail on this shit.
I just love how efficient she is, though. Like, she doesn't really say much to them. She just armors up
just
in, like, the most efficient way, and then she's like,
oh, wait,
all right.
Dude, are you down? Yeah.
Yeah, no. I have this. It's fine. Let's just get this fucking done.
Yeah. Well, even that, he's all right. He's all brief and Murphy and Thomas. And then she just, like, plucks the jar up and he's like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? She's like, my daughter. He's like, I don't care. And I love, again, how Murphy takes that, like, no disrespect, but practice it, right? And I'm like, okay, that's fair, because you're right. You can practice a lot. Doesn't mean you're ready to, right? And again, Harry's just like, the fuck you are? And Murphy's like, okay, but, like, no, for real, is that right? But yeah, Cherry's like, I got you guys covered. Like, yeah, no, this is my kid.
Turns out she's the most prepared one of the bunch.
Holy fuck, right? Yeah. Harry's like, holy shit. She's got not only all the armor, but the fucking weapon. Like, oh, she pulls out a fucking warhammer. Like, that is so big. Like, stabby things are enough, right? I'm like, honest to God, I think when it came right down to it, I probably would rather shoot somebody than stab
them.
She
is part Valkyrie.
Right? Much more removed, much more. I don't think I would want to go up to some, especially because you might have to do it a bunch of times, right? I'm like, that gore factor and that viciousness and continued consciousness, right? But again, I'm like, I'd rather have a fucking sword over like a hammer. If I'm in battle, I'd rather stab someone than like smash their head in with a hammer. Like, this is so brutally vicious. I'm not saying it's not effective, but just like, fuck, girl. Like, I don't know.
It's monsters. They're not people.
Maybe it's that righteousness between knowing, right? When you're having faith, you're like, God is not going to let me strike down the wrong person kind of a thing.
So do you remember from doing skills training that we used to have to take a sledgehammer?
Yes, on the wheel.
To the throwing, like, or like, yeah, 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 yeah
Yeah, and that was like, just, that like, was a sledgehammer.
Because I can't imagine it would be much different from a sledgehammer.
It's probably a little bit more, because I'm thinking the handle's probably fucking like steel and shit too, and not even like a wooden handle.
Just swing that around, and like not just once.
They're heavy, but like a sledgehammer isn't necessarily all in the grand. Like I'm thinking of exactly like movies and cartoons where I see these warhammers. They're a lot bigger than a fucking sledgehammer head, right? Like, yeah, this is like giant, just like fucking.
And she just makes it look easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love what he says. She like rips her sweatshirt off, and he's like fucking like.
Ooh.
Yeah. She does. She takes her sweatshirt off to put the mail on, because then he's like, "Wow, Charity in her sports bra." Could be like a model for like the MMA or whatever the frick comparison he uses, right? But yeah, so she is like fucking like, not only is she just kind of a statuesque woman to begin with, now she's got just like this fuck ton of like useful muscle, not just show muscle.
Like, and it's a really good thing. Like, he's doing this fairy 101 where he's like, yeah, steel, iron and steel will hurt the fae. And yet he didn't bring any or tell anybody to bring anything. And she was the one that.
And you're just lucky she had. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm okay. I got my leather duster. That'll keep most things out.
Harry was like, I was just going to pry some nails out of the door.
Probably going to work, but.
But you can hit them with it. Just that'll be effective. If you touch them with your gun, they won't like that.
He has no choice but to take her. Like, if he didn't, like, they would be like, they would cross over once and just be dead. Done.
He
was gonna pry some nails out of the wall and be like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, right, exactly. So
it's that hidden stash.
Yeah,
exactly. I leave a rusty nail everywhere, a crowbar everywhere, just in case.
Just in case. But yeah, exactly. For wanting to leave her and again, it just strengthens her case, because she's like,
bitch, you need me.
Yeah. I'm going to take my stuff and go home. If you don't let me play, I won't leave you with all these nifty things that you so desperately need, actually. As a matter of fact.
Also, running out of time. Can we just focus? Save my motherfucking daughter, you bitch.
Yes. It's quit wasting time.
And then, obviously, to round it all out, don't eat or drink, don't make deals, blah, blah, blah. Regular fairy shit from every other book in the universe. Or,
I called it the Persephone of advice.
It also works.
Yeah. So they're like, okay, great. We're armed up. We're informed. Let's go. Harry's like, eh, not yet.
Do not be afraid. Really control your fear.
Oh, yes,
They can sense it. They can feed on it. They
That's
want to feed on it.
That's their whole entire purpose. Yeah. I get that you're going to be scared. I get that you're not going to get rid of it entirely. But do your best to contain and control. Which I kind of appreciated that. Because you're right. It's stupid telling everybody don't be afraid. But he's like, you can just, again, keep the rational brain going. Don't let it overrun you. Don't get scared out of your mind. You know, so it's like, okay, I can still kind of be afraid, but I gotta just be smart about it. Okay, that's a better ask, right? And yeah, there's definitely things in here, by the way, as I like walk around the entire
building.
We
are not bait.
Yeah. There is stuff. Okay, let's go.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's wait some more. No.
One thing that I forgot. So when they're all suiting up and like, besides, you know, Murphy looking like a child in Charity.
Yes.
I had this funny thought about Thomas. I'm like, what if Thomas actually looks super, super nerdy and like awkward? And because of his vampiric ability, it's just like this nice little glamour that nobody could ever see across. But then like some White Court vampire walks by and is like, nerd.
Only they can see.
Gearing up for a Renaissance fair? Fuck, man.
What the hell are you wearing?
Where are you? Yeah. That would be actually kind of funny. But yes, I did love the fact that, yeah, Murphy is so tiny that they've. And I get such a clear image of that because reading that chapter again and stuff this week at my friend's house, they had Everybody Loves Raymond on. And you've got Deborah standing next to Rob, who is like 6'9", and Deborah is like 5'0". So again, it's watching her come up to like just above his hip, right? You're like, that's Murphy and Harry. You're like, that is like exactly Murphy and Harry. It was like so funny. It was like, holy fuck, Tards, right? But yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, she would totally. I'm just impressed that with chainmail and shit, a belt was enough to like hike that up and keep it in place. I'm like, man, because again, like you said, it's got to be heavy and shit to keep But yes, it was a great visual.
Also have to think how pissed off Charity must have been way back when she was pregnant with little Harry and
clearly not able to fight back as much, and I'm sure being the being pregnant is what incapacitated her the most.
Yes.
Now that we know, she clearly could have handled herself otherwise. She must have been so fucking sit here and fucking have to wait.
Yeah. She was. Well, yeah.
And then I have to name my stupid fucking son after Harry because I had to
fucking 9 months pregnant.
If I wasn't 9 months, I would have handled this shit on my own. But no, now I have to name a son for you.
Let me tell you, sometimes it's you can't get up off the couch, let alone fight off an attacker. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Not an easy feat.
Gosh, cry about it.
But yeah. Okay. I'm just agreeing with your point.
I have a question, because he says that they have to wait because he can't hold a stable thing to get into the Never Never, but I swear to God, he's done it before. Like, okay, like Agatha, didn't he...
Agatha Hagglethorn.
Or is it because he had the uranium or whatever it was?
No.
Because they cross over in the Never Never then.
He does.
And then, like, with Thomas.
And Mike.
What am I forgetting? Like,
they close the Never Never behind them immediately.
Yeah.
And then exit again. This time, he doesn't want to close the entranceway because he wants it to stay in the same spot. Before, he didn't care as much about closing it and then opening a new one. And if the exit was in a new location, fine. Oh. But in this case, he wants to return to the exact same spot, so he cannot close it and then reopen another one. He has to return to the same spot.
Also, I think partly because of where they are, because they are entering so deep into the heart of territory, right? He's not on the fringes. He's like, yeah, I can pop in and out, right? It'd be like, oh, I can run in and out of the tide on the beach, but you take me 10 feet out with a riptide, I'm fucked, right? So it's that kind of a thing. I think it's partly where he's going and what he wants to accomplish that. Because, yes, he has opened ways before and let
people run
through.
Just in the specific spot is harder.
Yeah, it's just, what they're up against. Yeah.
Okay, so thank you. That makes sense.
Finally.
Because I was like looking at that being like...
Why now?
You've done this.
You're supposed to be stronger now, bro.
And again, it's not even like other people, because you're right. He took like Thomas and Michael in with him before. And he's like, okay, well, he's taking Thomas, Michael, and Charity, or Thomas Murphy and Charity, right? It's all the things. It's where he's going. He's going into the bad place.
Yeah. So now we get to finally know about that mysterious phone call and who the hell it was about.
And yeah, this is where there's that great line. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? This is Lily. She's going to help us. Only she can't help me. What are you talking about? You're doing this on purpose. It's like heroin for wizards. She's like, the only thing that would have made that better is Murphy just like kicked him in the shin.
Yeah, she should have. I would have. All three of them should have done like the Gibbs smack to the back of the head at once.
Right. Right.
So, as you may recall, people, a couple of books ago, we found out that Titania had put in a specific order against anyone helping Harry because she's still pissed off about the murder of her daughter.
Which, fair. You saved the world. You saved the fairy world. You did all that. I understand. Kind of, sort of, it had to be done. But you still killed my daughter, and I still don't have to forgive you for that. And I'm still not going in.
So, despite the fact...
I won't necessarily lift my hand against you, but me and mine ain't going to do jack shit to help you.
And this is just so clever.
It is clever, especially because we've seen it before where, okay, a debt is still owed to Harry by Lily and Fix, regardless of the Titania saying, you can't pay that debt.
Yes.
But we just saw a book ago, Leah can't fulfill her obligations because of me. So I, Mab, have to take on. And the trading of debts, the passing of debts, the honoring of debts.
Well,
Harry's standing around
thing.
Like, well, I'm making notes.
Right? Leah sold his debt to Mab, or Mab took that debt as payment way back in, like, book three. And then exactly now the flip side of it, that Leah has this obligation, but I took her debt, so now she's on my thing, this is not the first time in relation to Harry or other characters.
I think the Fae would make the most terrifying but wonderful bankers.
Oof, the whole entire,
It's already messed up.
I mean, if you fuck up,
the accounting, forget lawyers. Accountants are also, lawyers are from hell, accountants are from the Never Never.
Never Never.
God, right. It's all times are screwed up in various ways.
The onus of your debt has been passed to me, from me to another in good faith. Ha 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 ha, fuck you.
And I love that that's all you have to say. And Fix is like, fuck, yes! Yeah. And everybody else is like, what, I don't get it. And the fairies are like, we fucking know what you did. Ah, oh, nice,
good job. High five, bro.
Yeah. So then we get the whole explanation, and Cherry's like, huh? And we get the, okay, blah, blah, blah. Is everybody keeping up? Okay. And then she's like, all right, I don't know if I get it, but we're going to go save my kid. Great. Now. Yeah. And then, and I love how he's like, I'm pretty sure there's like shit in there. And Lily does the like, let me touch my finger to it. Oh, yeah, there's like 15 in there. And he like had to spend like 10 minutes walking around the building to... But yeah, so lays out a plan. We're going to do a veil.
Well, I like even more, first of all, that Charity goes like, okay, so what can you do to help us? And Lily's like, well, oh, never mind. Apparently, Harry's just standing in the corner bouncing. Like,
yeah, she's like, actually, look, yeah, yeah, you're right, that part too. She's like, actually, why don't I just ask him? Because it looks like he's got an idea of how
I pass
you would
my
like
debt on to Charity, and Charity wants you to.
Yeah, Charity's going to use it this way. Well,
Lily,
indeed,
exactly as I say,
I'm
Charity.
I'm glad you asked. Yeah, which is, yeah, basically, right? She's like, oh, is that what you want, lady? She's like, yeah, what he said. Yeah. He's like, just nod, Charity, just, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that whole bit is great. It's so obvious, but it's a loophole that works.
Exactly.
Fuck you, Satan, in your contract. You left it open, right? Like, this is what I played the game.
Wrong podcast.
If you want to understand anything, first go back, listen to today.
For context, please listen to the Necromancer podcast. Yep. Exactly. Just, yes. Yeah, so many wonderful little ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
Right? So finally, everybody's got all... So yeah, so Lily's like, I can hold a gate open all day. I can make a nice big gate that y'all can fit through. I can hold it steady and stable where it's not going to go shifty shift and you're all going to be like when the Stargate malfunctions.
Okay, stop praying.
One of you pops out, you know, in the Stargate and one of you pops out in Antarctica and one of you pops out on another planet,
still
right?
Still salty, eh?
Yeah, like, no, I'm just... That's... It's not a dig. It was just a good example.
Also, I love that. Also, brief. Wait, who's even in charge of them? Titania. Sorry.
Yeah. Aren't you?
Wait,
what,
so
we'll figure it out.
We're fucking over the
Who
queen.
Are we betraying
of-
right now?
No, technically, we're not betraying her. It's fine, Charity.
Okay, okay, okay. Listen, we are going into the heart of Mab's castle, and we may piss off Mab. Okay, and who are these people? Okay, we're gonna also piss off Titania.
Okay, so we're taking Summer's people to go invade the heart of
Winter. Okay,
just
assume all the fairies are mad at us right now.
Yeah, but it's fine. You said a prayer, right? I saw you throw out a Hail Mary, Charity. We're fine, right?
Okay, as we just did in the fucking Necromancer podcast, and Satan was getting that whole list of like, and did they do my bidding? And well, why would I do what?
No,
like,
no, not really.
I prefer more God being like, I'm sorry, they what? Yeah, they sent you to war with the fairies and the...
Right?
Oh, okay.
Right?
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm sure
there's a bunch of fairies running around with, like, crosses burned into their
Burned into their underwear?
Burned into their everywhere.
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah, but underwear is more fun.
I just made you say underwear.
Now I see fairies with underwear. Oh, we killed him.
In all fairness, from some of the descriptions, I feel like
that's
a lot
fairy
of what
dressing
fairy
101.
Wear
like,
is
that's
just
what
like
wear. Yeah, it is underwear.
LeBron and panties kind of deal. It's like, I am fully clothed by modern standards. Like.
So they continue on, and Harry makes short work of a chain, and then they and then a lock while Murphy checks out an invisible Zeppelin. Okay, I picture it this way. You know that scene from Thor where it's like the Led Zeppelin song, the Immigrant Song?
Yeah.
Ah, that's as
such
soon as
a good
like,
moment.
Look at that Zeppelin. And from here on out, that's all I hear is that. So this is the background for the next exciting moments.
Exciting moments. Everybody, we'll give you a moment to pause.
It's even better with Murphy just sighing and just...
Yeah, just like I'm drunk.
But like the fact that she even turns around is like she's like, yeah, I don't want to see you breaking the law.
You get a doctor, you pay him in advance, and then you have him turn around so you can have deniability or whatever. Or you treat him with civility.
Oh,
that's
yes,
what it
yes.
is. Find a doctor, treat him with civility, have him turn around so you can have deniability. And that's exactly right. Murphy's like, if I didn't see it, I didn't see it. That's plausible. Yeah, just like that. Perfect. And then he's like, pulls out, and then Thomas is like, that's really good. Like this whole little exchange, right? And he's like, well, Butter said I should do more. And he's like, oh, fired Spanish.
It makes so
eyes
much
one
sense.
More time. I was gonna. What is the one he says? House of the Rising Sun.
Oh,
yeah. House of the Rising Sun one more time, right?
But his reasoning for switching to lock picking is so perfect because he needs the skill. It's a useful skill.
It is, right? It is. And I just love that. And then he's like, well, where'd you get him? He's like, up, little bird. Like, but I like how he's that much, again, right, acknowledgement for, I'm like, hey, bro, don't ask me straight out in front of the cop where I got my illegal lockpick tools. Like, Travis is like, oh.
I don't know, Jess, where do you get them?
Yeah, exactly.
Right off Amazon.
Right, yeah. It's like,
and they are fun to just sit there and do.
Useful.
They
skills.
Absolutely.
It is actually fun.
That's
a really good fidget toy, but you know.
I should either steal yours or ask Pete, because Pete brought them to a cub camp one time. And that was the first time before you got yours where we were all playing with it and all trying it out. And I was like, this is awesome.
Well, they because of that, though, I tried to tell Jane, like, don't get a padlock. Because I've seen
how easy it is.
Yeah. It is to open.
I've
even done it once now.
Yeah. If you.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
They are just a fun fidget toy, though, if you learn how to lockpick. And it's actually really easy to learn. So, you know,
yeah.
If you've got, you know, 20 minutes for YouTube, guys, it's actually really simple to learn.
Yeah. $20 off Amazon, 20-minute video. You can break in any storage locker you ever want.
And my godfather taught me how.
Tell me I didn't choose things right. I could just tell from birth. This is the one I'm going to pair up with this child. No. But that whole awesome, awesome thing is just fucking...
But by the time Harry gets the lock done, Lily has already raised the veil and veiled the group, and they are ready to go.
Okay, look. Ooh, good veil. Everybody's just fucking gone.
This concludes our episode 17.21, A Little Walk in Little Chicago. Thank you for listening. You can find us online at freeflowrambling.com and macanellis.ca. There we have links to our other podcasts, social media, and other fun tidbits. Please subscribe if you like what you're hearing, and please consider supporting us through Patreon to keep the magic alive and to see more content. We are Free Flow Rambling, conjured by it at your own risk.
Ah!